This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Secretary, Department of Pharmaceuticals, Amit Agrawal, on the occasion of week-long celebrations of Jan Aushadhi Divas. The interviewer is Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana completes a decade of its growth. It has achieved several milestones over the years. To discuss more about the scheme and the impact it has had on the life of citizens, we are joined by a very special guest today. We have with us Secretary Department of Pharmaceuticals, Mr. Amit Agrawal. Mr. Agrawal, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Before we dive into the subject, I would first congratulate on the several milestones that you have been achieving over the years with this noble initiative. I would also want you to share with us the insights on what led to launching of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana and what was the idea behind it.
I'm sitting in the All India Radio Delhi's Bapu studio where Mahatma Gandhi ji had himself come to do a recording, and I'm reminded of our father of the nation's talisman that whenever in doubt, always think of what will benefit most the least advantaged person in society and do accordingly. And this scheme is truly inspired by that vision, and that is what our Honorable Prime Minister has taken forward. The vision is that all persons should have access to affordable medicines. So the poorest should also have access to medicines that they need, and that is the whole idea. So it is just to make available affordable, effective medicine to all.
7th March is celebrated as Jan Aushadhi Divas with a view to enhance awareness about the scheme and promote generic medicines. Several events are also being organized this year. Could you share some insight into the celebration that is taking place this year, and also what kind of impact is this level of celebration creating in the country?
We've been celebrating Jan Aushadhi Divas since 2019 at Prime Minister's suggestion and inspiration. And as each year, the scheme has grown massively. In the last 1 year alone, the number of centers has grown by 4,500. We stand at 15,000 today. In 2014, the centers were just 80, and a rapid growth has taken place. We've been committed to achieve a goal of 25,000. And as the centers have grown, they have also grown in rural areas. Today, more than 6,000 of the centers are in rural areas. And as the growth has happened, the need to reach awareness to more and more people about this wonderful initiative, which is relevant for every Indian's health, has grown. And therefore, this year, when we celebrate, we are trying to expand that reach by bringing into partnership a lot other departments, in particular the health department with all its 1.7 lakh Arogya Mandirs and all the public hospitals. This time, we are taking this to every single district. Today, the scheme covers 776 districts. We have Jan Aushadhi Kendras all the way from Ladakh to Lakshadweep. And we are having events everywhere on Jan Aushadhi Divas and in the run-up in heritage walks, camps for the senior citizens in partnerships with resident welfare associations. Bal Mitra events in schools were held. There are women-centric events for Ek Kadam Matri Shakti Ki Or. Pharmacy students and D-Pharm students being sensitized. People enrolling themselves as Jan Aushadhi Mitra to take this very relevant information voluntarily to others around them, and culminating on Jan Aushadhi Divas.
How do Jan Aushadhi Kendras contribute in making medicines more affordable for the general population? And in what ways have these Kendras helped in reducing the financial burden of healthcare for lower income families?
The medicines sold from Jan Aushadhi Kendras, they are ordinarily in the range of 50% at least to about 80 to 90% cheaper than the corresponding branded generic drugs, which are sold at your cornerstone chemists and pharmacist shops. That is the extent of saving. If you take a common blood pressure drug, which is priced at the top three selling branded drugs in the market, it's say 72 rupees a strip. And on Jan Aushadhi Kendra, you'll get the same drug at just 12 rupees, and so on and so forth. For every kind of drug, there are 29 therapeutic categories of drugs. Each and every one of them is provided in Jan Aushadhi Kendras. In addition, things of everyday use like inhalers, digital thermometers, oximeters, BP instrument measuring machines, certain number of nutraceuticals and Ayush products, as well as about nearly 300 surgical and disposable medicine equipment, they are also provided. So that's a huge bouquet, over 2047 medicines. That's the kind of delivery which is happening through them.
I'm quite inquisitive to know, Mr. Agrawal, how do you ensure the quality of medicines if they are available at subsidized prices? What kind of quality check do you have before you supply these medicines at the Kendras?
So let me begin at the first doubt begins. If you are buying it cheap, it must be low quality, or you are buying it from whoever is in government. We often say an L1 tender, so must be the cheapest, poorest quality perhaps. First of all, let me begin by who is supplying to me. The only people who are eligible to supply to us are people who are WHO Good Manufacturing Practice Norm compliant plant owners. And this WHO GMP compliance is certified by none other than the drug regulators, either the Central Drug Standards Organization, CDSCO, or by the state drug controller. So the health safety regulator himself certifies as being compliant with WHO GMP standards. And these are the standards which are adhered to by which produce for the most reputed domestic and global brands, and which are the ones which also supply to all the major export markets of the world, including the global north, including countries like the United States, Europe, etc. For those of our audience who may not be aware, India is known as the pharmacy of the world. And it more than 55% of our exports, it's the single largest exporter of this class of drugs, generic drugs, which is what is supplied through Janaushadhi Kendras, which are off-patent drugs. And more than half of them go to the stringently regulated jurisdictions, which have very high standards of health safety. So the person, first of all, who's supplying to us the plant is the same plant which is supplying to the best of the markets, the most stringent of the markets, the most reputed of the brands. Is the one who's supplying. We are not simply, we enter into a long-term contract with it, at least 2 years, during which period we audit them ourselves as well, not just rely on a certificate. And as part of the diligence which is done on it, we check the bulk drug API, which is used, a certificate of analysis of that is obtained. And similarly, the end product is tested in an anonymized fashion through an NABL accredited independent lab. Each and every, we get today currently about 15,000 lots of supply for different medicines during the year. And 100% of the lots, a sample check is done before they are accepted. And only if they pass the standards, which are the standards laid down in the Indian pharmacopoeia, if it's the Indian standards, if it is not an Indian standard drug, a foreign standard drug, then the foreign pharmacopoeia, and only if it is found to be valid and correct strength and correct efficacy, then standard quality drug only is given onward for distribution. In the process, we store it in our own warehouses and our own distribution points. So the entire chain up to the stockist level before it reaches the Janaushadhi Kendra is owned and managed by us, by our own agency under PMBJP. And that agency also maintains, with modern technology, the right temperature, the right humidity, all the right parameters which are required to ensure that good quality medicine does not deteriorate. And this whole thing is monitored through advanced information technology, IT-based systems, which are ERP systems, you know, enterprise resource planning systems, so that there is no laxity in compliance. That is the kind of diligence we ensure. In addition, once the medicine actually reaches Janaushadhi Kendras, at the Kendras also from time to time, we draw some samples and check their efficacy, so to ensure that their efficacy is no less than that of others. Even that is done. All the Janaushadhi Kendras have it's a mandatory requirement that they should have a refrigerator to keep it temperature is under control, and they're periodically trained also to maintain quality. So this is how we maintain quality.
I'm sure, Mr. Agarwal, your answer would pacify the fears and doubts of people. What role do Janaushadhi Kendra play in promoting access to essential medicines in rural remote areas of India? You spoke about rural India. So I would like to understand in detail from you, what role is it playing in promoting the access of essential medicines in rural and remote areas of India?
So Janaushadhi Kendras are not operating on subsidies. They are operating on a model. What we have tried to do is we have, of course, our own agency, which manages up to the whole supply operations, procurement, and all the way up to the stocking point in every state. That agency is publicly owned. It's a registered society. There is no profit motive here, nothing. So it's a very lean operation, very cost effective. And Janaushadhi Kendras are also allowed a limited amount of markup, which is good enough for them to earn a good evening, but it's not distorted by any other consideration. And since we do bulk procurement, think of it a bit like this. You go and purchase a ticket from an airline, but you may be able to buy it cheaper from Yatra or from Make My Trip. That happens when you do advance procurement, you get a cheaper deal from the airline. So if you give a long-term stable commitment to a supplier, the same plant which is producing the highest quality drugs, and you say, I'm going to contract you for 2 years, and in that you will be operate under my supervision and my quality control, then they will offer you a different deal and a different price than if you simply go and buy a strip in the retail market. So that is where we're bringing in huge amounts of efficiency, and that is how it works. And as far as rural areas goes, as I mentioned, today already more than 40% of the centers are in not only small towns, in rural areas, actually outside urban local areas. And that is the kind of reach which is happening. And as we are continuing to grow from the existing 15,000, by March 27, as we go to 25,000, we have got our eyes straight focused on greater reach. And we have given special incentives to remoter areas like the Northeast, the island territories, the hilly areas, the 112 backward aspirational districts which Niti Aayog has identified, and the northeastern states. So each of these areas, we are giving an additional 2 lakh one-time incentive to help set up a shop. So this is what will enable the reach. We have also requested all state governments earlier and again recently that to kindly give a space in Jan Arogya Mandirs and hospitals so that shops can be set up there. So as we get more and more space and more willing volunteers who are wanting to set up shop, this is going from strength to strength.
It is a mission which will expand to every nook and corner of the country. Mr. Agarwal, I would also like to understand from you, several Jan Aushadhi Kendras have been opened in the areas which have a very high footfall, like railway stations. How has it increased in promoting the sale of these medicines?
No, it certainly helps if it's there. Recently, we opened one at AIIMS Delhi also. So there's a high number of footfalls there. And as I said, public hospitals, we've requested states, they are also high footfall areas. So wherever possible, the high footfall locations increase reach and they also increase awareness, because then people get to see that it's very visibly there. They find it easy to pick up their medicine. They don't have to go to some other journey or somewhere. Railway station is something they visit often and they can pick up the medicine when they're right there. Just to give you an idea of the impact, over the last decade, the extent of benefit which has accrued in out-of-pocket expenditure to Indian citizens is estimated under the scheme is over 30,000 crore rupees. That's the degree of benefit which has accrued. A recent study which was done independently, an independent foundation commissioned it with an independent marketing agency. They shared the results with us, showed that in a sample study, the typical beneficiary saved about 500 a month. And in cases of chronic diseases, as much as 1,000 a month is the kind of expenditure they shared. And again, the impact, there is NSSO surveys out-of-pocket expenditure. Between 2014-15 and 2022, the reduction in out-of-pocket expenditure has been from as much as 63% earlier on medicine to 39%. So this is the kind of dent it has made.
I would also like to understand from you, how has the establishment of Jan Aushadhi Kendra impacted the Indian healthcare system? And how is it furthering the goal of government of universal healthcare in the country?
So this is squarely with the universal healthcare goal, which is health for all. This is affordable medicines for all. And medicines have been identified as the single biggest source of catastrophic expenditure and lapse of people into poverty historically. And as I mentioned, out-of-pocket expenditure has been drastically cut down, which is independently measured in the national surveys. So that is the direct impact which is happening there.
8th of March is celebrated as the Women's Day and 7th of March is the Jan Aushadhi Divas. How have you created an ecosystem for women empowerment through these Jan Aushadhi Kendras?
Two things. Since 2019, we are providing through Jan Aushadhi Kendras at just 1 rupee, and this is a subsidized product, Suvidha pads, which are biodegradable also, and the comparable products in the market are 6 to 10 rupees. We have sold crores of them, and this is promoting menstrual hygiene. And the other is that, again, like I mentioned, we are giving 2 lakh rupees special assistance. That assistance is also being given to women and to Divyang and SCSTs. And as a result, today, 40% of Jan Aushadhi Kendra owners are women. So it is very inclusive of women, and they are in a leadership ownership position here.
Due to paucity of time, we will have to conclude this discussion here. But it was a very enlightening discussion, not just for me, but for all the listeners as well. Thank you so much for being a part of this discussion tonight and enlightening us. Thank you so much for being on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Secretary, Department of Pharmaceuticals, Amit Agrawal, on the occasion of week-long celebrations of Jan Aushadhi Divas. Interviewer was Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.